Top good lyrics for my nothing. Me dedicate to me brethren, dedicated to me family, send them sorry for my God. My dog will turn round and fight you. And if them drop out of my info, them all are in a system and say fine, young. Sorry for my God. Oh yeah, I want them turn round and fight you. Terrorism is a them jump out of my info, them all are in a movement and say fire. Me say them jump out a frying pan, they wanna eat a woman and see fire.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information, in the book, on CD-ROM, or online at dexonline.com.
Good morning, this is KBOO. You're listening to Morning Glory. My name is Flower, and today is International Women's Day. I'm going to start off... Everything I've got is women. It's not all my usual genre. Some of it's newer, some of it's different styles. And I'm going to start off with Lynn Morris, and You'll Get No More of Me.
leaving you.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song.
I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song.
I'm leaving you.
I'm leaving you this lonesome song. 'Cause I'll be gone, long gone, someday for long.
General purpose flour, Joni's there. I finally got it all. Oh, David malted milk balls, only 5 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Oh, excuse me just a sec. Lil Ben, I'm here in a den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? I haven't fun. Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 more 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie. What's the matter, dear? Baking soda, Joni. Lizzie, don't hit Benji. That's uncalled for. That's okay, Ben. Joni, 3 more tablespoons of buttermilk or sour milk. Oh, come here, Liz. What's that on your neck? Now, don't worry, Liz. It's only 1 real tiny tick. Someone, David, go and get the tweezers, Joni. Maybe in the bathroom, Joni. Maybe we should. Ben, don't cry. Have 1 more malted milk ball. Lizzie, Bob will be right there. Excuse me just a sec. Really gotta go, John. Say about a tick, then we're gonna have a party with the neighborhood kids. And Lizzie gotta go to an appointment at 11, and we're taking Benji too because he has to buy a costume. Dinner play tomorrow over at the church. Isn't that tomorrow? Benji, Benji, where'd you go, Lizzie? Isn't Benji gonna play a pizza pie tomorrow? I remember now, pumpkin pie. Lizzie can't go. There's a party in the park for all the people with pets. Well, you know she gotta go to that. Daddy gonna take her and the kitty and the Chevy. After that, we have to reek and order over at the big boy. Gotta go, Joan. By the way, did you ever reconsider getting married, having children of your own? Turn the television on. Your mother's on the telephone. Call you back, Joan. Toodaloo.
Boy, did you ever have a day like that? That was, I know it, Lou Berryman with Orange Cocoa Cake. Let's see if my levels are up. I've got to turn that up higher. Okay, that was Lou Berryman with Orange Cocoa Cake. Before that was June Carter with Life Gets Tejas. Maybelle and Carter and Sarah Carter Bays did I'm Leaving You This Lonesome Song. Alison Krauss and Suzanne Cox did Jewels. And Lynn Morris did You'll Get No More of Me. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM. And this show is Morning Glory. My name is Flower Elliott. And I'll be here till 7 in the morning. And it's International Women's Day, so this show is all women performing. Up next, I've got Kathy Kallick, Wish Me Well.
The bed got bigger, the space got wider than we had need. Now that all the anger's done, there's only one thing to tell. Oh, I know you wish me well. Close a heart, close a hand, those that over and understand. Close your eyes and wish me well.
Too bad If you needed me, I would come.
Well, he's a sight to see, a treasure for a poor girl to find.
You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM.
Needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me for Louisa Bay? If you needed me, I would come to you. I would swim the sea for Louisa Bay.
Was Misty River, If I Needed You. Before that was the Alison Krauss and Gillian Welch with I'll Fly Away. The Whites did Keep on the Sunny Side, and Kathy Kallick did Wish Me Well. You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM, and 91.9 in the Gorge, FM rather, 91.9 FM in the Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. And this is Morning Glory. My name is Flower Elliott, and I'll be here until 7 playing all women today, because today is International Women's Day. And I'm up next. I've got a Patsy Montana, and it's different from the usual Patsy Montana. You'll see.
Made from a rib, with a heart that is black, a tongue that is glib. You work and you sweat down to your bones. They say a woman's place is in the home. You wash 16 pounds of dirty old clothes. You work and you sweat down to your toes. Your husband comes home, and what do you get? How come my dinner ain't ready yet? It's up in the morning at a quarter to six. Five or six breakfasts that you gotta fix. You gotta do the ironing and mop up the floor. You never get through till a quarter to four. You get 16 bucks for to run the house from your ever so sweet and loving spouse. Say, Peter, don't you call me, 'cause you're out of luck. I owe my soul to Susan Roebuck. I gave him my love and he gave me his name. That's all he ever gave me except a couple of things. A whole bunch of kids and a $2 ring. You buy 16 pounds of black-eyed peas. A dollar's worth of those, a dollar's worth of these. You got no money for to pay your bills. If the landlord don't get you, then the taxes will. Sorry one, you gotta count calories and that ain't fun. You gotta wear a girdle just to please him. You gotta stay neat and you gotta stay trim. You gain 16 pounds, what do you get? Another dirty look from your old man yet. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I'm getting too heavy to pass through the door.
Brittany Bailey with All I Ever Loved Was You, and Patsy Montana did 16 Pounds. And I broke in here because I've got some tickets to give away, but don't call me yet. Don't call me till you hear Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss singing Sit at Home. The pair of tickets I have is on the 18th at the Aladdin Theater. Lynn Anderson will be there. I have one pair of tickets, and you'll be able to pick them up at KBOO Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. And listeners are only eligible to win if they have not won anything from KBOO within the last 30 days. And we would like you to be members of KBOO. So when you hear Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss start singing Sit at Home, give me a call down here at 231-8187, and you'll get the tickets. I got one pair. Okay, here goes.
Sit at home, the telephone don't ring anymore. Oh, now why should I cry over you? Low and lonely, sad and blue, send you, baby, just a thing and let you. Oh, now why?
Thank you. know I ain't bragging, but it's understood that everything I do, I sure do good.
Lord,
am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what boo? Oh, am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, tweet, yin, yin, yin. Am I doing? Hey, hey, see, oh, baby, oh, show. I'll admit I'm not the best in town, but I'll be the best till the best comes around.
Now,
how am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what woo. Oh, 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 oh. There was a gal named Sadie Doreen, the hottest gal down in New Orleans. She liked to dance, she liked to sing, she take her chance on any old thing. The other night down at the hall, while the band was playing, Sadie stepped out on the floor, and this is what she said. Am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what boy? I said, am I doing? Hey, hey, gee, oh, baby, oh, show.
Now only need to do a little bit, but you done got me started and I just can't quit, oh.
How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what boo.
Now how am I doing? You doing all right, child.
Tweet, 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 what boo.
How y'all doing? We're doing fabulously well.
Gee, oh, baby, oh, show.
I saw the moon from under the tree. Please, Mr. Moon, don't tell on me.
How am I doing? Hey, hey, tweet, 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 what boo. Oh, can't you hear me? You're shouting, Lord, how am I doing?
That was the Aaron Sisters and the Song of Haters, and that was for Krissa Pidcock. She did a Mills Brothers, I believe, of that a while back, and she didn't know about this one, so I played it for her. And before that, we heard Carol Elizabeth Jones and Laurel Bliss, Sit at Home, and I heard the Bluebirds sing. And up next, I'm going to play a song off of a new CD, and it's a collection of railroad songs, and it's Rosalie Sorrell's, and I stuck that in there because Rosalie's coming to town in this month, you know, the 17th at the Friends Meeting Hall. So, and I'll have that in the calendar later on. And after that, a couple after that, there's one there is a man in it, but he's just singing harmony to his wife. And folks around Portland that go to the old-timey stuff, they'll know these folks. It's Nancy and Bill Martin, and Nancy is singing Blue Eyes. And it's just... it's cool. You like it. It's from a CD. It wasn't really a CD. It was a recording of a rehearsal when half of Sunny South went on a trip. David and Mike went on a trip. Sunny was left here in town, and he got together with Bill and Nancy and Randy Oman, and they did some shows that summer. And this is from that rehearsal, and it's a good song. So here is what I do, Rosalie Sorrell's, and the song is Way Out in Idaho.
I was walking around in Denver one luckless rainy day when Kilpatrick's man catcher came up to me and did say, I'll lay you down $5 quickly as I can if you'll hurry up and catch the train she's starting from Cheyenne. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho, I'm working on the narrow gauge way out in Idaho. Well, he laid me down $5 like many another man, And I hurried to the depot as happy as a clam. When I got to Pocatello, my troubles begin to grow. I was waiting in the sagebrush, the rain, the wind, the snow. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. When I got to American Falls, it was there I met Fat Jack. He kept a little hotel tent along beside the track. Now says he, you are a stranger, perhaps your funds are low. Well, he understands me, hotel tent, the best in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Well, I followed my conductor into his hotel tent, and for one square and hearty meal, I paid him my last cent. Now Jack's a jolly fellow, you'll always find him so. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Well, they put me to work next morning with a cranky cuss called Bill. They gave me a 10-pound hammer to strike upon the drill. They said if I didn't like it, I could take my shirts and go. And they'd keep my blankets for my board way out in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge way out in Idaho. Well, it filled my heart with pity as I walked along the tracks to see so many old bundlers with their packs upon their backs. They said the work was heavy, the grub they could not go. Around Kilpatrick's dirty tables way out in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge way out in Idaho. Well, now I'm well and working down in the harvest camps, and there I will continue till I make a few more stamps. I'll go back to New Mexico, marry a girl I know, and we'll buy us a horse and buggy and go back to Idaho.
Alright, when I say hit it, now I want you to
hit it like 10 mules coming out of a bog hole.
Okay, get into it, sister. Randy, Houston.
Wow.
Well, that was Uncle Earl with Rubber Dolly. Before that, we heard Nancy and Bill Martin doing Blue Eyes. And as a lot of people around Portland know, we lost Nancy at the end of 2005. And Rosalie Sorrells did Way Out in Idaho. And the Aaron Sisters did How Am I Doing? You're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM. And if I can reach this, hold on just a second. Okay, it was just too far away to read. Coming up on the KBOO Morning News at 7 o'clock, five communities in Vermont endorsed resolutions for the impeachment of George Bush. A White House-backed bill to bolster protection of civil liberties under the Anti-Terror USA Patriot Act won final congressional approval yesterday from the U.S. House of Representatives, and a study by Human Rights Watch finds rape victims in Mexico are routinely denied access to legal abortions. Portland area weather for today calls for rain with temperatures around 50, and there is a winter storm warning in effect from 10 a.m. this morning to 6 p.m. Thursday for the South Washington Cascades, the North Oregon Cascades, and the Cascades in Lane County. All that and more starting at 7 o'clock on the KBOO Morning News. And you're listening to KBOO in Portland, 90.7 FM, 91.9 FM in the Gorge, and 100.7 FM in Corvallis and Albany. And today is a special day. It's International Women's Day. Stay tuned with us all day for International Women's Day. Some of the shows that you'll hear, if I can reach this little board. After the morning news, it'll be Ani and Crystal with a call-in show. And then there'll be a show called Good Work, Sister. That's, I think, at 8:30. And there'll be Labor and Mexican Women. And I can't read it. It might be Yvonne, but I'm not sure about that, and Gloria. And Worldly Women, that's Kathy Forbes and Pam Peck. And Margaret Cho will be at 11:30 to noon. International Multicultural Panel from noon to 1:30, Women Writing and About Women's Lives, I think it is. And Laurie Anderson special and with Jade later. And there's just stuff. I believe it's 24 hours. It'll be Women's Day here. There'll be 24 hours of women's programming. Okay. One of the things that's going on today at Mount Hood Community College, they're celebrating International Women's Day. Celebrate our diversity together. It'll be noon to 1 p.m. It'll be in the Town and Gown Room at the college. It's in room AC2057. International Women's Day began in the early 1900s when women from many backgrounds united together for common causes, including the right to vote. Come celebrate and share your experiences, fashion, poetry, and art. This is an informal open mic event designed to celebrate our diversity. A short history about International Women's Day will also be given, and a light lunch will be served. That's out at Mount Hood Community College on, I believe it's Kane and Stark, or 257th and Stark. And I have some calendar stuff from Bill Martin, that you just heard singing with his wife Nancy, I gotta get to the right day. Okay, there. Okay, there was a lot of stuff up to the 8th. Today, Wednesday, Trash Can Joe at the Moon and Sixpence at 2014 Northeast 42nd at 8:30. The 9th, tomorrow, Greg Clark at McMenamin Grand Lodge at 3305. Let me turn that up a bit. I see that my levels aren't very high. 3305 Pacific Avenue in Forest Grove. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. That's Greg Clark. On the 9th, on Thursday, Acoustic Blues with Eric Riley and at the Jones Public House, 1621 Southeast Bybee. And it's no charge, and it's 8 p.m. Also on Thursday, Acoustic Roots Music Jam every Thursday, led by Kenzel and Hyde, roots music of all kinds, even a few Mexican songs. That's at Beale Street Northwest on Northeast Sandy Boulevard at 107th in Park Rose, and it's non-smoking, and it starts at 8 p.m. Also on Thursday, the 9th, Bluegrass Invitational Jam Session every Thursday at Alberta Street Public House and 1036 Northeast Alberta Street, 503-284-7665, and there's no charge. It's really high-quality music. It starts at 9 o'clock. And on the 10th, Friday, RCMP, I'm not sure what that is, Rose City, I'm not sure, Happy Hour at Alberta Street Public House, Northeast 10th at Alberta. It's 21 and over, no smoking, 6 to 8 p.m. I don't know what RCMP might be. On the 10th, Friday, Acoustic Blues and Ragtime Guitar Master Mary Flower at McMiniman's Edgefield, 2126 Northeast Halsey Street, Troutdale. And that's no charge. It's 21 and over. It's 7 o'clock. Call 503-669-8610 for information. Also on Friday the 10th, the Josh Cole Band and Jamie Steelway Trio at Laurel Thirst Pub. If you haven't seen Jamie Steelway, you've really got to see her. She is just the best guitar player. Same with Mary Flower. That's at the Laurel Thirst Pub, 2958 Northeast Gleason. That's at 9 o'clock. And also the 10th, the Flat Mountain Girls with Robert Blake and the Gallus Brothers from Bellingham at the White Eagle Saloon at 836 North Russell. Their number is 503-282-6810. Saturday the 11th, New Orleans-style brunch with 1920s and 30s blues ragtime hokum guitarist Steve Chesbrough at the Rue. That's at 1700 North Killingsworth, and that's Rue like the roux you use in Cajun cooking. Is R-O-U-X. It's French. Special drinks and traditional New Orleans breakfast items such as bananas Foster and beignets. Oh, somebody's at the door. It's Eugene. Okay. What have I got now? Okay, the 11th, Saturday, Greg Clark and Doug Sammons at the main stage at Portland Saturday Market from 2 to 4. On the 11th, Whiskey Puppy with Lee Highway at Duff's Garage, 1635 Southeast 7th Avenue. And their phone number, it's in Portland, and their phone number there is 503-234-BEER, B-E-E-R. I don't know what the numbers are. Sunday the 12th, every second Sunday, community singing with the Portland Sacred Harp. No experience necessary, always free of charge, Waverly Heights, UCC, at 33, I think that's United Christian Church, 3300 Southeast Woodward Street. People with all levels of singing experience are welcome. Novice, accomplished, and listener alike. That's from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Sunday the 12th, Columbia River Gorge Ukulele Association meets at Troutdale General Store in downtown Troutdale. There is a small fee, hosted by Francis Du of Hawaiian Charm fame and Jim DeVille, Uke manager at Artichoke Music. No experience necessary. Come to play or just to listen. And that's from 2 to 4 p.m. I'm a little confused here. I've lost my place. Somebody was at the door and I had to open it, push a button. It's 503-661-5099 or DeVille at teleport.com, and it goes from 3 to 4:30 p.m. That's the ukulele gathering. And Sunday the 12th, Acoustic Blues with Eric Riley and Katie Angel at Selwood Public House, 8132 Southeast 13th Avenue in Portland, and at 6 p.m. And Caroline Oakley and Pete Leon, Old Time and Bluegrass Tuesdays, that's on Sunday the 12th. Well, it says on Sunday the 12th and it says Tuesdays. I'm not sure about this one. So maybe you better, it's supposed to be at the winery at McMiniman's Edgefield. You better call to make sure. It's 503-669-8610 and that's in Troutdale and it's 5 p.m. 2126 Southwest Halsey. On Monday the 13th, Old Time Music with Michael Ismerio, Kevin Sandry, and friends every Monday at the Alberta Street Public House, Northeast 10th in Alberta. And that's 21 and over, and no smoking, 8 to 12. And I have to turn a page. Oh, this, on Tuesdays on KRRC 97.9, Nick Ross and Rudy's Hour of Appalachian Music every Tuesday on Reed College Radio, KRRC 97.9, features old-time music from 11 to noon, all kinds of blues, 12 to 1. And at Mississippi Studios, all shows are over 21 on the 9th, on Thursday the 9th, April Virch will be there, band, or April Virch Band. I don't know if it's Virch or Virk. It's V-E-R-C-H. When you see 27-year-old April perform, the first thing that strikes you is the pure energy that infuses her fiddle playing and step dancing. It says, playful and flirtatious, whimsical and wry, a transcendent level of musicianship where hard-earned technique can be safely abandoned. That was the Toronto Star that said that. She's been a performer since early childhood and the first and only female to win the Canadian Grandmasters Fiddle Championship and Canadian Open Fiddle Championship. April has continued to broaden the scope of her music while maintaining close ties to the music of her native Ottawa Valley. Watch her and her trio. She and her trio are touring in support their just-released third album on Rounder Records, Take Me Back. And it boasts an eclectic range, including rollicking bluegrass, jazz influences, old-time tributes, and sparkling original instrumentals. And that's at 8 o'clock on Thursday the 9th. And Curtis and Loretta concerts coming up Sunday, April 2nd at 7 o'clock at the Old Liberty Theater, 115 South Main in Richfield, Washington, opening Sea Songs and Morris Dance with Elizabeth Renegade Rose and Jim Wiley. And contact 360-887-7260. And Sunday, April 23rd, they will be doing a house concert, 20 minutes northwest of downtown Portland. Call for directions at 286-8608. And on the 25th of April, at noon, Think Lincoln Concert Series, Lincoln Hall Recital Hall, and that would be free and open to students and the public. And I'm not sure that that's them, so I'm going to stop there. And Cindy Callett and Gray Larson in concert Saturday, March 11th at 7:30 at Subud House at 3185 Northeast Regents. And I'm not sure if that's the... They are also doing a workshop. I'm not sure if that's... Oh, and then the workshops are on the 11th from 2 to 4 p.m., Exploring Irish Ornamentation and for Flute and Whistle with Gray Larson. And then Making Your Own Arrangements with Cindy Callett. And for the workshops, require pre-registration calls, 503-788-2333. And Retta Christie Trio, Classic Jazz and Western Swing, March 10th, Friday at the Heathman Hotel, Southwest Broadway and Salmon in Portland, 8 p.m. to midnight. It says, it's like listening to local radio station in 1937. Dave Frischberg said that. And Third Friday Concert Series, Friday, March 17th, 7:30 is Nancy Curtin. 9 o'clock is Rosalie Sorrells. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see an authentic legend up close and personal. Rosalie knows thousands of songs and sings each one as if it were her life story. And then April 21st, Everything But Misty River, Misty River band members and other bands, Misty Mamas, Midnight Serenaders, and the Chris Kokesh Trio. And that'll be at Friends Meeting Hall, Multnomah Friends Meeting Hall, 4312 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. Doors open at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. And for more information, contact Jack Bowl at 503-282-1327. Miss Kitty's Parlor and Reviewsical is coming up Saturday, March 18th. The guests will be Shiki Narowitz, Klezmeresque Trio, Jane Kiefer, the original banjo pickin' gal, the Big Easy Playin', the Raggedy Ragtime, and Terpsichore's Daughters, fine balancing and contortion artists, Caleb Clotter, Stumptown's favorite picking and singing son, plus more comedy, door prizes and surprises. And contact Lisa Marichek, Zach, at 503-231-5915. And they are at 3552 North Mississippi at Mississippi Pizza Pub. And there's one more I have that I will be going to up in Long Beach, Washington. It's a bluegrass festival. This is the second annual, and it's March 31st through April 1st and 2nd. And it's at the Chautauqua Lodge in Long Beach, Washington. I'm sorry I don't seem to have contact information, but Long Beach isn't a very big town. And you'll, let's see. No, I don't see anything. I typed in Long Beach, Washington and on Google, and it came up, and I clicked on the first thing that was there, and it was for the town, and there's a schedule of stuff going on in the town, and the Bluegrass Festival was in there. But it's a nice place. The beach is really nice, and it's a fun time to go to the beach. The bands that will be playing will be, if I can get to the bottom of the page, I'm on the computer here. The bands are Chris Stewart and Backcountry, Zach Driscoll and Three Quarter Time, Prairie Flyer, Fern Hill, Black River Bluegrass, Silver City Bluegrass, the Round Mountain Bluegrass Band, Lee Highway, and the Wright Family. And it's pretty reasonable for prices compared to some of the festivals that have been around. So I went last year, and it was a lot of fun. It's a different venue than it was last year. Last year was the Elks Lodge. But I'm going to get back to music. I'm going to play Maria Muldaur, I'm a Woman.
Shopping and be back for it melts in the pan, 'cause I'm a woman. Love who you are, woman. Let me tell you again, I'm a woman. Love who you are, woman.
She's a woman.
Well, I can rub and scrub till this house shines just like the dime. The baby, grease the car, out of my nose at the same time. You know, I can get all dressed up, go out and drink till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, rock till 6, and start all over again.
Thank you.
there was a one thing I forgot to mention, a couple things. The Chautauqua, where the Bluegrass Festival is going to be up in Long Beach, is in a motel, and it's got some big rooms, I guess. And there's a different kind of a Bluegrass Festival. You can't, it's not a just camp at the Bluegrass Festival. There is the motel, and directly across the road there's an RV park, and that's where we stayed last year. We'll be staying there again this year. And there's motels and RV parks all over town, so there's plenty of places to stay. Anyway, so here's my next song is Uncle Earl, and When the Soul of Man Never Dies.
To the first whippoorwill, the Cackle Sisters cackling out the first whippoorwill song.
Thank you.
This is the Kozoy Sisters. I've run out of time. I've had to cross things off my list. This is, before that we heard the Deserik Sisters with the first whippoorwill. Uncle Earl did Where the Soul of Man Never Dies. Maria Muldaur did I'm a Woman. I will be back on the 22nd of March, and I thank you so much for listening and putting up with me, and stay tuned for the KBOO Morning News.
And leave me.